man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mold boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
Welcome to the show, folks.
We came from the West
Virginia. You are listening to the Trump Phenomenon. You're on a Wednesday, August 3rd, 2016, with some 96 or so days to go before the November 8th presidential election. And we've got a lot to talk about tonight that has happened today. Donald Trump was in Daytona Beach this morning at 11, Daytona time. And right now he is in Jacksonville, in the Jacksonville Veterans Memorial Arena, which is huge. It is packed. There are thousands of people outside, and we'll go to that in just a bit. I think I have on board with us tonight, I think we've got George in the co-pilot seat. George, are you there?
George is here, James.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, and Paul Fromm may join us later. The good things to report. These two events today, spectacularly successful, huge crowds, and just excellent things being said. Some other interesting news. You may have noticed that the media is having a complete meltdown and freakout trying to destroy Donald Trump. They will pick at and try to make an issue out of anything, fabricate anything. This is really amazing. Trump mentioned it in his speeches yesterday. He said, our biggest problem is the media. And he's recognizing the fact that unlike any other candidate who's ever run for office in the history of the United States, he has a complete assault on him going from every corner of the print, television, internet, media. So now what's beautiful, of course, is that these fabrications so far have come apart and unraveled. One of them that's falling of its own weight right now is the attempt to paint Donald Trump in a bad light over this idiot, Khizr Khan, and his who spoke at the Democratic National Convention. Khizr, spelled K-H-I-Z-R. He lost, his son was killed by Arab terrorists. His son was killed by Arab terrorists in the Middle East, I think in Afghanistan. It may have been Iraq or Afghanistan. And somehow Donald Trump is to blame for this? I mean, what was his point? Sorry you lost your son, Mr. Khan, but your son was killed by fellow Muslim terrorists. Mr. Khan, who is from Pakistan, and one would think that's where he should be practicing his law practice, is in Pakistan. But no, he's relocated his law practice to the United States. And what is his law practice? Here's where it's unraveling as of today, folks. What is his law practice? He is, as Paul, Yeah.
As he's Paul an immigration Fromm, lawyer.
He's an immigration hustler, as Paul Fromm pointed out yesterday. And this is really now coming to light. Get this. Khizr Khan, who has the chutzpah to imply that Donald Trump hasn't read our Constitution. Khizr Khan certainly doesn't want any of us to read his website, because he deleted his own law firm's website. Now, how many times does a law firm delete its own website? That's kind of a rare occurrence. But Khizr Khan, Mr. Khan, may we ask you a question? Why did you delete your website? What prompted you to do that? Well, folks, it's that we would discover he is an immigration hustler. And by the way, his son would be alive today if he hadn't been part of the immigration hustle, if Khizr Khan hadn't moved his son to the U.S. from Pakistan. If he'd raised his son in Pakistan, he'd probably be alive and well today. And he wouldn't have been shot by Arab terrorists. Not by Donald Trump, by Arab terrorists. And to put a point on it, Mr. Khan, if Donald Trump had been president, your son would never have been sent to either Iraq or Afghanistan. So if you have to make a speech, put your Constitution back in your pocket and tell Donald Trump, I wish that you'd been president and I'd have a son. Because those are the facts, Khizr Khan. And this Herodin that you were saluting at the convention, Hillary Clinton, she is part of the cabal who put your son into a war that Donald Trump would not have entered into, and that Donald Trump advised America against back when it happened, long before Donald Trump had any presidential aspirations. So that's a story that came out today. Now, here's one. Oh, I'll have to play this for you on the air. Donald Trump yesterday at his speech in, it wasn't in Harrisburg. What was his other speech yesterday, George? He spoke in Columbus, Ohio. In Columbus, Ohio, there's a segment you'll really enjoy, listeners to the Trump Phenomenon show here. He says, this is more than a political campaign, folks. This is a movement. They call it the Trump Phenomenon. I'll grab that little bit of audio for you in his speech yesterday in Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, James, you have two anecdotes when you have a chance to fit me in.
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
First of all, today when I drove my Trump-mobile to a furniture store, all five guys who were on the moving crew jumped out to shake my hand saying, we love Trump, we can't wait to vote for him, we love your bumper stickers, especially the one that promotes your show. And and that's what the hinterlands really think. Second was in a fancy suburb of what used to be known as Baltimore. There were three very immense empty grocery stores that in the 70s and 80s used to be have packed parking lots and now empty, and you know, showing the massive recession America is in. They're now occupied by furniture outlets with practically no customers and nobody anywhere. And, you know, Trump just gave these two rallies to 15,000 screaming fans. And the media, led by Fox News, wants to say, well, the Trump campaign is in chaos. So they're like, yeah, the Trump campaign is not in chaos.
Their currency.
Trump is the only one that got anything going. And like you said, they're freaking out.
Yeah, and folks, they're just flat out, this is, you know, harks back to George Orwell's 1984. They're just making it up. That was the, you know, the story of 1984 is Winston Smith working in the Ministry of Truth, which of course, you know, was the Ministry of Lies, working in the Ministry of Truth. His job was to write from whole cloth to rewrite history and make up stories that hadn't happened. And what George Orwell was speculating with the theme of that novel is that if a almost all-powerful cabal ran the sources of information in a country, they could actually control the thinking of the people. They could actually change people's memories, have them believe things to have happened that never happened, get them excited about things that weren't even happening, and get them ignorant of things that really were happening. And Orwell had a dystopian negative conclusion to the novel. His conclusion was, yes, this can happen, and it's coming our way. And so here we're seeing it with what George is talking about. They just make stuff up. The Trump campaign is in disarray. No, it's not. But they've learned that if they say that, a large number of people, at least up till now, will believe anything they say. What we're banking on, George, is that the level of common sense of the American people and the level of awakening has reached a point where, as Laura Ingraham said in her speech in Cleveland to a screaming crowd on its feet, "Hey, media, do your job." And then she said, "The American people are on to you," in that wonderful speech. Let me go to Donald Trump yesterday in Ashburn, Virginia. That's where he was. I think I got that wrong. In Ashburn, Virginia, just on the Potomac there. And let me see if I can get lucky here and spot the exact spot in his speech where he said something pretty fascinating to we folks here at the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. Let's see if this works, folks. Here he is yesterday. In Ashburn, Virginia. And he, at this smaller venue, he said, "We can't do this anymore. We have so many people outside. We're going to have to do this in big arenas from now on."
Boom! Are going to vote for us because of our trade policies, okay? Because they understand that trade is killing our country. All right? So I want to go over a couple of facts. Before I do, though, I want to just say this. Look, we have a movement going. This is beyond anything that anybody's ever seen. Commentators are saying on television, people that hate me are saying on television that they have never seen anything like this. They call it the phenomena. It's a phenomena. They have our crowds are much bigger than Bernie's were. And Bernie did good. Bernie was second, I will say that. Far greater. Hillary. Last night in Harrisburg, where I had, 12,000 people, we had to send away thousands. Hillary had 800 people. Okay, now I don't know what it means. I mean, maybe it doesn't mean anything. I think it should mean something. When you have crowds that are many, many times the size of your opponent, I would think that it would mean something. But we have these massive crowds. I mean, I felt so badly about when I went through and I'm waving to everybody, but, you know, they're all standing out there. And I feel guilty about it. But here's the story. We have a movement going. It's an incredible movement. It's a movement like they say they've never seen in this country before. And I say it a lot because I have a lot of respect for him, Bill O'Reilly. He said it's the single greatest phenomenon. He called it the Trump phenomena. It's the single greatest phenomena, politically speaking, that he has ever seen in his lifetime. I mean, that's, you know, guy's seen a lot of stuff, right? And Brett Baer said it. Brett Baer, good guy, said it. And Britt Hume who said it. He doesn't like me too much, but he said that, or something similar. And people have said this, that what we are doing is one of the great political phenomena of all time, but very importantly, it's one of the great movements of all time. We got to finish it off. We got to beat a dishonest machine, totally dishonest machine. You know, as an example, how Hillary got away with what she got away with recently. How do you get away with it? Everybody thought, oh, wow, she's guilty. However, now what she got away with was a disgrace, honestly.
I'll turn it down here because he's moving on to that topic. But I wanted you to hear George, that, you know, he repeated it several times. The term that we came up with, the name of this show, The Trump Phenomenon, has caught on. What small part we played in that, I don't know. Bill O'Reilly has, in fact, named his new show The Trump Phenomenon. Might be a copyright problem there, Bill O'Reilly. We might send you a letter. And but this has become the name, The Trump Phenomenon. Kind of cool, George.
Well, the phenomenon hasn't changed, and neither has the media. I've just, you know, the media was all over Trump in the primaries, and they're all over him now. They certainly seem to be ignoring the man on the street. Now, I don't know anyone who has abandoned the Donald Trump, and it's like I said, you know, people made up their minds 15 months ago who they were going to pick.
The now let's looking forward, folks. We learned some more of the Trump schedule today, and it's pretty exciting. Tomorrow, Donald Trump will be in Portland, Maine at 3 p.m., and that's the only event scheduled for tomorrow, and we will cover that. We'll have that for you. Here's more encouraging news about tomorrow's schedule. Mike Pence, showing that he's got the fire in the belly. Mike Pence is making three appearances tomorrow. At 10 a.m., he'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina. At 3 p.m., he'll be in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And at 7 p.m., he'll be in Norfolk, Virginia. That's a lot of work, and very encouraging to know that Mike Pence has got that kind of fire. Then on Friday, August 5th, Trump and Pence get together. We'll cover that. They'll be in Des Moines at 3 p.m., so we'll have all of that audio ready for you. And then later that day, Trump and Pence together in Green Bay, Wisconsin at 7 p.m. Green Bay time. We may have something of that in our coverage on Friday night here on the Trump Phenomenon. Now, speaking of Wisconsin and the month of August, on August 9th, the primary between Paul Nehlen and Paul Ryan occurs in Wisconsin. And so we'll keep a close eye on that. The polling, as I understand it right now, is indicating that Paul Ryan will keep his seat and win the Republican primary. But Nehlen is really giving him a run for his money. We can cross our fingers and hope that Nehlen might pull off a real miracle on August 9th. Another headline in relation to Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan is really showing himself to be, I think, a real snake. You know, he looks like a snake when he talks, the way he uses his eyes and so on. He's acting like a snake in relation.
He is a snake.
Yeah. Oh, kind of reminiscent of that poem that Donald Trump reads. He hasn't read it in a long time, but that poem, The Snake. Ryan is acting like a snake again. He was the featured speaker at a Charles Koch, David Koch, mega donor, private VIP retreat in Wisconsin. 400 really rich people invited. And let me see if I can find the article here. Pretty damning about Paul Ryan. I'm just going to click through my tabs here and see if I can find this one for you. I have to wade my way through all the Kaiser Khan tabs. and we'll go to those. His website that he's deleted. This is pretty darn interesting. Let's see if we get into the Paul Ryan story. But the drift of it was that Paul Ryan got vigorous applause from these anti-Trump rich guys when he talked about the fact that he would push things like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, he would push them through, and he would seek to thwart the Trump program. So Paul Ryan is showing himself to be a snake. As we hit our first break, we'll call us after the break, 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
We We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Here, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you got to hump and get it. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hump and get it now.
We're back, folks. Thank you, Merle Haggard. And we've got some callers on the line here. We've got Teresa in Arkansas. Let me just review who the engineer is sending our way. Teresa in Arkansas, thanks for waiting. And Dan in Teresa in Alaska, rather. Sorry, Teresa. Dan in Washington and Tom in Florida. Let me give you just a little bit of audio from Donald Trump today. You heard from him yesterday. Here he is today in Daytona Beach. So you can kind of get an earful of how pumped up our man is. And huge crowds, enormous, happy, happy crowds, ecstatic. Daytona.
And we love NASCAR. Right? We love NASCAR. What a great crowd. So you have 3,000 people that are coming in as we speak. This place is packed. Thank you. Thank you.
Like sardines.
Thank you. So I just want to tell you the campaign is doing really well. It's never been so well united. And we started on June 16th. I would say right now it's the best in terms of being united that it's been since we began. We're doing incredibly well. We're leading in the state of Florida. You saw the poll. We're leading in Ohio. We're about tied in Pennsylvania, but I think we're going to be leading the next time. So I think we've never been this united, and I just want to thank everybody for being here. This is incredible. This is incredible.
Now, this is an incredible crowd in Daytona, and an even bigger crowd would appear later today in Jacksonville. Let's go to a couple callers. Tom in Florida, you're on the air.
Good evening, James. It's great news. Like you're saying in Daytona, I am in Florida. I can tell you a lot of enthusiasm here in South Florida. But you're talking about Con. I want you to know about Jonah Con. You know who Jonah Con is, right, James? You got this guy Con, and now you got his half-brother, Jonah Con, which is John Kerry's real name. Jonah Con, the Secretary of State, I thought this guy Con got into this country. But I do got to tell you this, James, all day long on a news meeting here in South Florida, they've been talking about there's 1 million illegals. I mean, 1 million Hispanics now that are illegal, now they're citizens, are going to vote in this election. And the guy was basically saying that we want immigration laws, we want them now, and we want them in our favor, and we know the Democrats are going to try to get that. But Donald Trump is leading in the polls here in Florida, cause, and everybody I talk to is voting for Trump. So I can tell you, James, anybody try to steal this election, the media, but all the online polls have Donald Trump whooping Hillary. I mean, they have the online polls are crushing Hillary, James. You know about that,
yes,
right?
Yeah, and do you see Trump signs on the streets and lawns there in Florida?
James, I got to be honest with you. Only in the richer, believe it or not, in the richer kind of areas like Coral Gables area, maybe up in, I see some in Hialeah. You know, there are some Hispanics or Cubans that are pulling for Trump.
You know,
I don't see too many where I'm at, basically. But, you know, I got to tell you, I can tell you, James, there's a lot of immigration stuff going on,
Tom, I apologize. I know you're in South Florida where I used to live. I used to live in West Palm Beach. And, you know, folks that don't live in Florida, there is a world of difference, folks, between the southern tip of Florida and parts of Florida like the Panhandle and Jacksonville and Daytona up in the north part of Florida. That's really patriot country up there. So that's where I should have asked about the Trump signs and so on. That's where they would be. Down in the southern end of Florida.
Yep, you're right. You are correct, James.
Yep.
You are correct. The northern part of Florida will carry Trump. The southern part, you do have a lot of older Latin Cubans that will vote, or Hispanics, I call them, will vote for Trump here in South Florida. But I can tell you, Trump is leading the state of Florida, and he's got to pull this state for sure.
Tom, good news. The music's closing us both out. We'll take a break, and then we'll be back with Dan in Washington after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Your host there was immersed in Donald Trump's latest appearance, which is in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm going to play a little of that for you right now. Before that, let's go to Dan in Washington. Dan, you're on the air.
Hi, Jamie. Well, I want to preface this with the immortal words of Captain James J. Kirk. However, getting serious here, I thought that I might be able to contribute a search engine which archives old data which may have been deleted. If it's all right, I'd like to say there is a website called waybackmachine.org. And since I first got the thought and made the call to you, I did some research myself, plugging the Kahn attorney group into the search, and I found that they only basically have their splash page, their entry page, in four different dates, and only going back as far as 2015. So with whatever degree of complexity, whether such statements that were deleted.
Now Dan?
Yes, sir.
Dan? Yeah, I really appreciate this. You're right about the Wayback Machine. It's great. And the Wayback Machine has captured some KaiserCon pages. Now, I apologize, but your audio is terrible. Something's happening there to your audio, and it's breaking up, so the audience can't hear you very well. Let me give you a rain check. Please call in again, and if the problem's at your end, if you can sort that out, it's great. But the audience can barely hear you, Dan. Thanks, Dan. Thank you very much. That's okay. And that's what the beauty of live radio, folks. You know this is live. It's happening right here. Listen to this. And Dan, I want to thank you. It's a very intelligent thing you did there, locating the Wayback Machine. Here is Donald Trump today, his latest appearance in Jacksonville, and he's talking about his passion for what he's doing for our country. Here he is, really just a very short time ago, speaking to an immense crowd.
But I built this great company, but I love doing it. I love doing this. I love seeing these crowds of people pour in. And I want to do, you know, somebody said, why are you doing it? And I say, because seriously, we're going to make America great again. It's going to be easy. It's going to be easy. It's going to be easy. That's why I'm doing it. Believe me, I can think of other places I'd rather be. I can think of other places, but I'm having a good time being with my friends from this country. This country is so incredible. You know, we go to Oklahoma. We had 25,000 people. We had 21,000 people in Dallas. We had 35,000 people in Mobile, Alabama. Mobile, right? We got these massive crowds, and another friend said, how do you do that? How do you speak, and you don't even have notes, or you don't even look down at your notes when you have them, and you don't have a teleprompter, right? You don't have a teleprompter? No. And teleprompters are all right for certain types of speeches. You know, when you have a serious policy speech, I guess it's okay, but you don't have a teleprompter. Did you ever see Hillary Clinton?
There you go.
If she speaks in front of 24 people, she's got the teleprompter. Sure. Ladies and gentlemen of Jacksonville, thank you. This is Crooked Hillary Clinton. I'm going to rob you blind. She always has teleprompters. In fact, I said to my people, you know, she reads the same speech or different speeches, but she reads. But she's always got teleprompters, even in like small groups. Now look, let me tell you, if she came here tomorrow, so look at this place, packed, thousands outside, right? We actually put screens outside, thousands outside. So Hillary, if she came here, if she had 500 people, I would be surprised. 500's not bad, right? So we have 16,000 plus, we have a lot of people outside. Look, if she had 500 people, I would be surprised. Now, I don't know. I hear we're leading Florida by a little bit. I don't know why we're not winning by a lot. I don't know. And maybe crowds don't make the difference. Maybe they don't make the difference. But here's the thing. So we're going to make great trade deals. We're going to put up the wall. The wall's going to work. Believe me, the border guards, the border agents, these are incredible people.
Let me pause Donald Trump right there.
After a news source from deep.
Now, here's some good news. This broadcaster, this is Right Side Broadcasting, they've got, apparently they now have a camera out in the field, and they are now panning the audience. So you can see, there are 16,000 people in this hall, and it really has this jackhammer, pile driver effect to see all those people and to see how excited they are, how happy and enthusiastic they are. So maybe we've turned a corner here, and people are putting camera teams together. They're not going to rely entirely on the mass media feeds, which they have to pirate, and put their own feeds up with their own cameras showing the crowds. George, I don't know if you've had a chance to see this, but it's very exciting. The Right Side Broadcasting I'm looking at right now, it's just panning around this huge Veterans Memorial Arena in Jacksonville, 16,000 people with thousands outside who can't get in.
Well, we do have News for Jax. In Jacksonville, News for Jax essentially is the biggest local news very liberal, and their lead story says thousands turn out for Donald Trump rally. So even that News for Jax had to admit that Donald Trump has thousands of people at the Veterans Memorial Arena.
Beautiful, beautiful. Let's go to another caller. I'm sorry that Dan's audio was not working for him. Let's go to Teresa in Alaska. You're on the air, Teresa.
Hi. Hey, I went to donate to Donald Trump, and for some reason the donate button was not working. But then I heard somewhere later, and I don't remember where it was, that he was still self-funding and that any contributions he got, he was going to turn over to the RNC. Do you know if that is true or not?
That's a real good question, Teresa. He has said, you know, much to, you know, our amazement, he is still self-funding. After spending $50 million on his primary campaign or something in that vicinity, he's still self-funding. This is unprecedented in American history. But he does have a donate button. Whether he's using some of the donation money on his own campaign and some on the RNC, I don't know the proportion there, Teresa. But he has said,
okay,
a lot of the money, I'm raising lots of money for the RNC. And I can sort of hear your concern.
I find that dangerous, James. I find that dangerous because the way the RNC is, they're going to use that money to fund people that are going to fight Donald Trump. And so I'm not comfortable with that at all. Now, I was very disappointed that my senator and representative that is up for re-election this time are not backing Donald Trump. And so I went and I looked, and there is a candidate. Oh, he's just marvelous. His website was so wonderful. He talked about states' rights and the federal government not owning the property in the states and how the government was a corporation. And so he is running on a Republican ticket in the primary that's here in a couple of weeks.
What's his
name?
So
I donated to him, Bob Lochner, Lochner, and his website is Bob Lochner for USSenate.org. But anyway, I donated to him. But what I want
Teresa,
to tell people is,
Teresa, you've raised a good question, and I'll endeavor to research it. George will look it up too. We will try to find out how. Teresa, here's the question.
I urge everybody to look in their own state and check out the candidates and the ones that in the states that haven't had their primaries yet for the Senate and the House and the governor need to back the candidates that are going to back Donald Trump, because it's really important that he has a House and a Senate that he can work with.
Very well said, Teresa. And you've asked a good question, which we'll try to answer for you, which is how can you make sure that your contribution will go exclusively to the Trump campaign? That's a valid concern.
It might be better just to get signs and pamphlets to hand out rather than to give money to the RNC.
Okay. Excellent question, Teresa. And thanks for listening from all the way up there in Alaska. good to have you in the audience.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, and so long. The folks, on Teresa's question, Donald Trump is raising a lot of money for the Republican National Committee, and this is not a bad thing. If he's going to be president, this is something he has to do. He has to lead the whole team. He has to be the head of the Republican Party, and he cannot operate as an outsider when he's inside. So he's going to. This is how he's going to change, transform, clean out the stables at the Republican Party. He has to show them, hey, I can raise hundreds of millions of dollars for this party and for all of its candidates. So I wouldn't dread, folks, if you. Donate money on Donald Trump's donate button, I wouldn't be too worried about how he allocates that money. Realize it will be Donald Trump who's allocating the money. He's not going to do the stupid thing. I share the view that Donald Trump is such a smart man and such a patriot that we don't need to overly worry that he's going to do something really stupid. He's really smart. So if you donate on his page, that's a safe bet. George, your
observation, and when the GOP was having their big convention and Trump gave his magnificent speech, the entire GOP really was, oh my God, what a magnificent candidate. I love him. And even Fox News was for him. And the conventions are over. The other convention's over. And now it's hop on pop time. So Fox News is going back to being Fox News, and they're beating the crap out of Donald Trump because they never did like him in the first place. And all sorts of rhinos are going and doing what they do. And you're right. You know, Trump is turning the tables on them. He's saying, I'm just pumping money into the GOP. And if you want to stab me in the back, well, go right ahead. And I'll remember who you are.
Very good. Yes, exactly, folks. Donald Trump is taking over. So that's what he has to do. Jeff in Chicago, you're on the air. Jeff, you're on the air in Chicago.
Hello?
Having trouble getting Jeff.
Hello?
Yeah, Jeff, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Jeff, I hear you. Jeff, hang on. There may be a problem here at the engineering level. Hang on, Jeff. Don't go anywhere. Let's go to Timmy in Florida. Timmy, are you there? Okay, we got a little engineering question to solve here, folks. But we'll, Jeff in Chicago, hang on, and Timmy in Florida, we'll try to get you on the air. George?
George is here.
Yeah, George. Have you got a story or a theme you want to bring into the show?
You know I always do, James. But I've had the nauseating task of watching a lot of Fox News lately, and they've thrown Donald Trump under the bus like it's nothing. So, like you said, the entire mass media is after him. But I don't see any hearts and minds being changed out there with his supporters. You know, and I had people come up to me and to my Trumpmobile today and practically give me a big hug, said, I like it, and I'll even listen to your show. So I think, you know, man in the street America hasn't changed their mind at all. If anything, the more Trump doubles down, the more support he has. It's right. Just the media, like you said, he's threatening to take away their punch bowl.
Yes. And this has been so fortunate so far, folks, from the day that Donald Trump said, hey, we don't need all these rapists and criminals coming here from Mexico. And then he said, we don't need Muslims entering our country. These are so politically incorrect statements. The media thought we can slap this guy down. All their efforts have backfired. Everything so far has backfired on the media. The Kaiser Khan story that we cover here tonight, this looks like the latest installment of that phenomenon of backfiring smears against Trump. So, you know, may the pattern continue, you know, all the way to the general election, that each of these efforts, and it's a united media, it's the complete establishment media, and we're now learning, you know, I guess we knew this all along, but we're learning in greater detail how much they've been running our lives, how much they've been running our minds, running our country, and making the news. They're not reporting the news. They're creating the news, fabricating the news, just as George Orwell predicted in his 1948 book, 1984. Now, I'd like to, we gave you the upcoming Trump schedule, and I want to frame that for you, and we'll come back to this because this will be the dominant fact all the way up to November 8th. Donald Trump is going to decide our fate, the fate of the patriot cause, in the battleground states. So if you're wondering, is Donald Trump going to come my way? If you're out in California, you're wondering, is he going to keep those great campaign stops going that he had in Costa Mesa and Anaheim and San Diego? Probably less in California, because it's not a battleground state. Here are the battleground states, 14 of them. These are the states where you can expect Donald Trump and Mike Pence to appear constantly between now and November 8th. I'm going to take a break. I'll read those 14 to you and take your calls right after. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. This is our final segment. George is on as sidekick here in today's program of the Trump phenomenon. And I'm going to try to, in a rapid-fire manner here, I'm going to try to do the impossible in our last segment and squeeze in maybe 4 phone calls. So I ask the phone callers help here. Keep it really short. And I'll be able to get all of you in. Let's start with Rob in New Jersey. Rob, you're on the air, sir.
Hi, Jamie.
Yeah, Rob.
Yes. Hello, George. I wanted to address that comment that the woman said at the beginning of the show about making donations. There's many PACs out there that are using Trump's campaign. I don't know if they donate to him, but she has to be wary of that. She wants to make a donation. She should go directly to the DonaldJTrump.com website. Keep up the good work. Talk to you later.
Rob, good advice. Thanks. That's our buddy Rob in New Jersey, folks. Let's go to Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, you're on the air.
Yeah, Mike Pence endorsed Paul Rhino, Rudy Giuliani, Newt Gingrich, ragging on Donald Trump again today. With friends like this, you don't need them.
Who are you talking about, Bill?
I said Rudy Giuliani and Newt Gingrich were ragging on Trump today, and Mike Pence endorsed Paul Rhino.
Well, okay. Okay. Well, I'll look those
with
stories
friends
up.
Like that,
yeah,
we don't
enemies?
Need them.
Yeah. Well, you know, as we said earlier, we're separating the men from the boys in this campaign, so we'll find out.
Right.
We will find out who the real patriots are.
Yeah,
Bill.
But we got a guy there that's a heartbeat away, and I don't think he was the best choice.
Well, and again, we'll see on that one. I'm going to trust the genius of Donald Trump. This man is a true genius. I don't know that I would, you know, presume to be better at picking than Donald Trump himself. Bill, thank you very much.
We got to watch for voter fraud. Voter fraud.
Yeah, and Trump's very aware. Yeah, Trump's talking about it constantly from the stage now.
Yeah.
So he's listening.
That's all. Bye.
He's listening, Bill. Thank you. Let's go to Jeff in Chicago. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hi, James and George. Quickly, do you notice in the media they keep saying all these so-called prominent Republicans that aren't endorsing Trump, like the Bushes and Hank Paulson, the Treasury Secretary that, you know, essentially raped the U.S. taxpayer 8 years ago to bail out Goldman Sachs. These people don't get it. We are glad they don't endorse Trump, okay? They are the enemy. And they still do not get it that the Trump's appeal to us regular Americans is why he is going to win. Because all of those Republican backstabbers of Ron Paul, it's our payback time now.
Yeah, they're over. They're toast. They're history, and they're having a hard time realizing it. Jeff,
yeah,
that's
and
a
one
great,
more one more quick
no,
point.
Jeff, we'll end on that. Jeff, we got to end on that. A great thought. I'll give you a rain check. We'll come back again tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in, folks. We'll see you again tomorrow night on the Trump Phenomenon.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. Angioprim. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.